ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And welcome to the program Bridge. You are indeed listening to the translation and interpretation and commentary of supplication number 8 of As-Sahifah As-Sajjadiyah for Al-Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn Zainul Abidin. We got to the part where the Imam says, O Allah, I seek refuge in you from mukhalafatul huda, opposing, rejecting, standing in the face of guidance. Now, we spoke about guidance in different number of episodes. There are, obviously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it comes to guiding human beings, He has created so many ways for us to be guided. Then we could even imagine or even begin to grasp. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's in the business of helping His servants, loving His servants, trying to make them go to heaven, and providing them all the means and tools and whatever they require in order for them to end up in heaven, because He wants them to be happy. He did not create us to be miserable and sad, but I mean, it's a choice we make, sadly. But Allah Himself, on the other hand, actually, He wants me and you to be very happy and to live a happy life and die happy and end up in heaven. So therefore, He made Hidayah. And we have a hadith that says that the roads to Allah are as much as the souls of the khalaq, if I could translate that correctly, or the breaths of the khalaq. It's a very strong Arabic term that requires explaining. But the idea is that each human being needs his own type of hidayah, his own type of guidance, because what I need is different from what you need, and what you need is different from someone else's need. So we can't say, well, okay, one method will work for all. No, definitely it won't. It might work for many people, but not for all. So Allah created a way for guidance to every human being. Now, before I continue, let us take a short break and then we will be right back.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifah As-Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. Now, when we talk about guidance, we said that every human being, male or female, will require certain type of hidayah. Some people require, I don't know, a word or two to bring them to the guidance. Some people require a lecture. Some people require a book. And some people actually require an entire miracle for them to be guided. Like even Fir'aun himself, he saw so many miracles of Musa and he rejected. But the minute he was drowning, he said, Al-anu amant. Now I believe in what the people of Israel have believed in. We say, well, sorry, but it's too late, isn't it? Now, like, you saw it for yourself firsthand. Now you're living the miracle of Musa. Now you submitted. So sometimes some people like need to see it, obviously depending on the scale of their understanding. But nevertheless, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he took it upon himself that he said, I will not punish any human being until he receives his own hidayah in a way or another, in a form or another. Because some people say, well, how about the people in the Amazons? How about the people that live there and here, which never seen civilization, which never heard of this and never heard of that? How does that work? We say, yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nevertheless, He has sent them a way of guidance, either through ilham, a way of, putting information in their minds, inspiration. I don't know. Allah has His own ways. But nevertheless, He made it Himself very clear in the Quran that He will not punish any human being until the hujjah, the evidence, has been laid onto him. All right? So this is as far as we know. How? That's up to him. It's just not our business, obviously. I'm not God, so hey, I can't claim to know how he does things. But that's up to him. But as far as the Quran goes, he told us that this is what is going to happen. So we have to be very careful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he might send me a goddess in a way or in a form or in a shape that I might reject. And this is where the problem begins. Because we see people, we hear things, we read things, and we just decide to ignore it and turn a blind eye to it. Especially when, for example, you have a friend, you have a close friend who comes and advises you and says to you, look, this should not be done or this should be done. And we say no. And then Allah says on Day of Judgment, look, I've sent you people, but you rejected. Misguidance does exactly the same thing, which is very devastating. Let us take a short break and then we will elaborate more.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are still listening to the program Bridge. Now, we said in the Quran, Allah says, Hidayah is up to you, do not reject it. If I'm rejecting Hidayah, then obviously I'm accepting Dalal, which is misguidance. So if I reject a friend who wants to help me, and I reject him obviously because it's not what pleases me, it does not please me to do the right thing, so I want to do the wrong thing. A verse in the Quran which sometimes actually serves, for me, it serves as a warner, right? Always says that Allah talks about this scenario case of a person who's getting thrown in hell. And when he goes to hell, he says, talk to Allah and he's complaining to Allah. And obviously, it does not do him any good that now he's complaining. He says, the only reason that I am in hell is because I took the wrong friend. Ya laytani lam attakhadh fulanan khalila. I wish I did not take this person as a friend of mine. لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي. He has misguided me. We say, no, hold on. He did not misguide you. You misguided yourself by following him. So me and you, how many people do we have in this world that can or could misguide me? Better yet, now actually we don't need friends to misguide us. My phone can misguide me. My TV could misguide me. My PC could misguide me, because these days it's no longer people talking to us. These devices talk to us. I get an article that talks about a concept. I find that concept very catchy and sounds like really logical. and I follow it, and I take it for granted as it's true. But in fact, this article is made to deceive me. It's made to make me lose my way. Or you watch a clip of the same content, where you hear someone trying to manipulate the minds of people, trying to put the wrong ideologies in people. Now we've seen so many movements out there. Homosexuality we've seen. We've seen the feminist movement. We've seen the LGBT movement. We've seen the gender movement. We've seen so many movements, and people are getting sucked by it. So we have to be very careful that we do not fall in the trap of misguidance and stay away from the path of guidance. So we ask Allah in the same way Imam Ali ibn Hussein did, and we say to Allah, "Oh Allah, we seek refuge in you from mukhalafatul huda." Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهن عشق و تولای تو را